Good morning to all who can hear my voice and who will be attending our meeting this morning, February 24th, 2021. This meeting of the CORMPO board. The CORMP board is holding a hybrid virtual meeting in an effort to be in compliance with the local and state regulation regarding social distancing and to maintain the health and safety of all involved in these public hearings. For staff, board members, and members of the public who are participating today, agenda is broken down into the following items: approval of the agenda, a consent agenda, committee reports, actions items to be presented by the staff, other business, status reports on current projects activities, public comments, announcements by the chairman, and adjournment. For each agenda item, the staff will make a presentation. The board may then ask questions for clarification. During the public comment session, the floor will be open to the public to discuss matters on the agenda. For members of the public, if you wish to comment on an item that the board is considering, use the raise your hand feature on your screen. For persons attending the meeting in person who desire to speak, staff will provide you with a speaker card. At the appropriate time, I will recognize you and staff will direct you to the microphone at the end of each allotted time, as determined by me. You will be notified that your time has expired and I will recognize the next speaker. The meeting will now officially come to order. The first item on today's agenda is approval of the agenda. There have been two changes to the agenda since it was initially published. Staff has asked that the first fiscal year 2022 Unified Planning Work Program to be continued until April in order to allow time to respond to review comments from the FHWA and the GDOT. A discussion of proposed revisions of the CORMPO bylaws have been added to other business. Are there any other changes proposed for today's agenda? Hearing none, do I have a motion to approve the agenda as revised?
So moved. This is Pamela Bernard.
Second. This is Tom Caiafa.
Been properly motioned and second that the agenda be adopted as revised. We are ready now to go into our committee reports. The committees that will be reporting.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
We still need to do the vote.
Oh, okay. All those in favor signify by, are we saying aye? Are we raising our hands? Or how are we doing this virtually? All right, by saying aye and repeating your name, please.
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Aye, Joe Welch.
Aye, Teresa Brenner.
Aye, Pamela Bernard.
Aye, Mark Denmark.
Aye, Eric Larson.
Is that everyone who is voting? All right, the nays have the same right. Are there any nays? Hearing none, the motion is approved to adopt the agenda as revised. Now, can we go to a committee reports?
Yes, sir. This is Melanie Wilson, the executive director. The first item, at least, that I would like to discuss is just basically an update of the core MPO bylaws. We are looking to do this and have you all vote on it at your next meeting in April. The purpose of the update at a high level is to make sure that we provide some additional information with regards to voting when jurisdictions have hired the same person to represent them at the TCC, as well as the other meetings that we have as part of CORE. And it's also to make sure that we are current with regards to the Open Meetings Act. For example, right now, the bylaws basically call for polling the board members before voting, which normally is not something that you would do. Votes and discussion are to take place in a public forum. The red line version, if you're interested in seeing it, I do have it that we can pull up, but we also have it as part of the agenda, and I've asked the staff to email it to all of you so that you can look at it and have discussions with your staff. If you've got any questions, please feel free to contact us. But I wanted to make sure that you knew that we do have a couple areas within the bylaw that need to be updated. And I'll be glad to answer any questions that you may have.
Okay, that was from Executive Director Wilson.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Our committee report from the ACAP.
Morning, Mr. Chair. The ACAP committee met on Monday morning or Monday afternoon and voted on to endorse the Title VI and participation plan update, revisions to to the 2018 and 2021 TIP, and also revisions to the 2045 vision update. That's the end of my report.
Dr. Bradley. Is Dr. Bradley on? The CAC? Is there a representative from the CAC?
Mr. Chairman, this is Mark Wilkes from staff. I was at the CAC and can give a report in the absence of the chair. Give me just a second more to respond. I don't see him on the list, so I'll just go ahead and report back that the CAC met last Thursday evening at 5:30. They did elect new officers. The action agenda were the same items that are before you today, and they did endorse all of the staff recommendations on those actions to you today. And that's the end of my report.
All right, thank you. TCC, Ms. Bernard.
Good morning. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Technical Coordinating Committee met last Thursday, February 18th, and the action items were similar to the ones that we have on the agenda today, and they were all endorsed by the committee. Thank you. Okay. And the Economic Development Freight Committee did not meet.
Okay. Are that all the committees ever need to report? We'll move on down the agenda to the action items. First is the approval of the December 9th meeting minutes. Is there a motion?
I move, right, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
So move, Lee Smith.
All right. Is there a second? Do I hear a second?
Second, this is Tom Hutcherson.
Properly motion and second that the approval of the December 9th board meeting minutes. Are you ready for the question? All of the favors, please signify by saying aye and identify yourself.
Aye, Dr. Stella Schmidt.
Aye, Teresa Brenner. Hey, Kat.
Aye, Nick Colombo.
Aye, Joe Welch.
Hey, Tom Caiafa.
Aye, Lee Smith.
Aye, Ron Feldner.
Aye, Mark Denmark.
Aye, Pamela Bernard.
Aye, Tom Hutcherson.
All right, and do we have any who have the same rights who are not voting in the affirmative? Hearing none, it passes. Let us move on now to the excuse me, to the Title VI and participation plan update.
Yes, this is Asia Harrington, and I'll be presenting that. Can I share my screen?
Yes.
Let me see. I'm not seeing. Okay. Let me choose the right screen. Okay, can everyone see that?
Yep.
Okay, so we are coming to an end of the update of the Title VI plan and the participation plan. And so where we're essentially at now is adopting the plan. So as stated earlier, this plan has been endorsed by the TCC, CAC, and ACAT earlier this week. And now we need it to be adopted by the core MPO. Just to give a reminder of what this update was and what the content that we updated in this participation plan and the Title VI plan, we added new outreach methods that can be conducted at a distance. We added new methods to inform the public, such as using infographics and videos to help people understand the core MPO. We created more accessible outreach methods for people with disabilities. We created a survey to understand the demographic makeup of the core MPO. And we also completed our 45-day public comment and review period, which also included a survey to increase the number of ways that residents can give input. And that survey got 28 responses. And I'd also like to remind everyone, if you want to read the full plans, they are attached to the agenda, both the Title VI plan and a participation plan. But that's it for the small presentation. So now it's just on to endorsing the plans.
All right, shall we move on now to the MPT vision plan amendments? Ms. Wong, am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Mr. Chairman, the MPO board needs to act on the participation plan and Title VI plan.
Okay, are there any questions for the Title VI?
Mr. Chairman, I think we advertised for a public hearing for the Title VI plan.
We have to have a public hearing?
Yeah, Asia, did we publish? Did we advertise
for a public hearing? Yes, this one was also advertised for a public hearing as well.
Yeah. So we need to open the public hearing and have a discussion and close the public hearing before the voting.
Okay, then can I now have a motion to open the public hearing?
Mr. Chairman, I move to open the public hearing. This is Nick Palumbo.
Lee Smith, second.
The property motion and second that we open the public hearing. Are you ready for the question? All those in favor, let's have a roll call vote.
Aye, Pamela Bernard.
Aye, Tom Caiafa.
Aye, Ron Feldner.
Aye, Lee Smith. Aye, Teresa.
Aye, Derek Larson.
Aye, Tom Hutcherson.
Aye, Mark Denmark.
Aye, Joe Welch.
Aye, Mayor Benton.
All right, now we are now open the virtual public hearing for the update on the fiscal year 2018-2021 Transportation Improvement Program. Please identify yourself before speaking. Please make sure that you are unmuted. We are taking public comments at this time. Has anyone signed up to make comments? Okay, because I don't have that in front of me. I don't have it on my screen. Say again.
We cannot hear.
Aye. If there's any member of the public who wishes to speak, please use the raise your hand on your website, all right, so that we know who to identify and have your comments. And please identify yourself before you speak. I'm waiting on the public now.
Doesn't seem like we have any public who wants to speak, so we can close the public hearing, I think.
Mr. Chairman, given no further public comment, I move to close the hearing. This is Nick Palumbo.
This is Tom Hutcherson. I second that.
All right, it's been properly motioned and second, and hearing no comments from the public, we close the public hearing. All in favor, please vote by identifying yourself in the roll call.
Aye, Tom Caiafa.
Aye, Ron Feldner.
Dr. Shabazz.
Aye.
Hi, Teresa Brenner.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, yeah.
Hi, Joe Welch.
All right, the public hearing is closed at this time. We will move on with the agenda. We have the MPT, Vision Plan amendments.
Okay, this is Waikato Wong. I will give the presentation, very short one. Basically, the City of Puller requested that we include two projects into our Vision 2045 MTP Vision Plan. The Vision Plan is not fiscally constrained. So until a project is moved into the fiscally constrained 2045 plan, you really cannot get any federal dollars, federal funding. So the plan for City of Puller is to include these two projects into the vision plan first. And then when we identify additional funds and those two projects can be moved into the fiscally constrained 2045 plan, eventually they will be able to get the federal dollars. And these two projects, one is Pine Barren Road improvements. Another one is South Rogers Street improvements. City of Pooler has these two projects included in the capital improvement program. And then they want to include these two projects as part of the TISBLOST that is going to be, or that is expected to be voted on this fall. So at the same time, we understand that like Garden City, City of Savannah, Chatham County, Thunderbolt, Tybee, so all the municipalities are compiling a project list for the TISBLOST submittal as well. So the staff recommendation is now we don't have to take action at this meeting regarding these two projects. So we want to just reach out to all the municipalities and all the jurisdictions. So we will have a complete project list, and then we will present the complete project list to you in April. And then we will make the amendments to include those projects into the vision plan. And eventually, if TISBLOST passes and we have additional funds for those projects, we can move those projects into the fiscally constrained plan. So the recommendation at this meeting is just to authorize the staff to reach out to all the municipalities so that we don't have to act on these two projects alone. So we will act on the complete project list at the next meeting. That's it.
Well, thank you. All right, we're ready to move on with the agenda. Another the staff recommendation that it come back for us in April. All right, are we now at the point of the bylaws? Is that we already skipped that? Okay. Okay, now can we go to status reports? Okay. We just conclude other business, or there's one other that we need to conclude.
Mr. Chairman, we need to act on this one first.
We need to act on moving it to next month's agenda.
We need to act on this one so the MPO board can authorize the staff to reach out to all the municipalities for the for compiling a complete list.
Oh, okay. So we need a roll call vote. All right.
Yes. Yes.
So now, all right. Now you've heard the proposal. Coming from staff.
Mr. Chairman, this is Dr. Chavez. I'd like to make a motion to authorize the staff to move forward in contacting all municipalities to compile a list to move forward after the TSLOS if it's passed.
All right, we have a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Second, Ron Feldner.
All right, then properly motion is second that the staff reach out to all the municipalities. Are you ready for the vote? Please let us have a roll call vote, announce who you are, and your vote in the affirmative or in the negative, please.
Lee Smith, yes.
Tom Caiafa, yes.
Nick Palumbo, yes.
That was
Joe Welch, yes.
Mark Denmark, yes.
Tom Hutcherson, yes.
Pamela Bernard, yes.
Eric Larson, yes.
Mayor Benton, yes.
Are there any others? All right, the motion passes. So now we're ready now to go to the status report.
Ms. Chairman, are we skipping the revision to the TIP? Mm-hmm. To fiscal 2018 to 2021 TIP? Since we advertised for a public hearing, so I would just like to point out two changes so that we can get some input for the TIP. So basically the public hearing, so I will have the opening statement and then I will just talk about the changes and then we can open the public hearing and close the public hearing and then before the vote. So
okay, This is for the revisions, right?
Yeah, this is for the TIP.
Okay, this is for the TIP revisions.
Yeah, for the TIP revisions, yes. So okay, the state.
So we need to have a public hearing?
Yes, we actually advertised for a public hearing, so we cannot have a consent agenda for this one.
Okay, so we will now open the virtual public hearing. Let me have a motion to go to a public hearing.
I'd like to make a motion to open up the public hearing for the purpose of the updates from TIP. Dr. Chavez. Hearing.
Is there a second?
Before we go to the public hearing, does Wycota have a presentation? Was she going to talk to us a little bit about what yes. the revisions include?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So basically, I would read the so everybody knows what the MPO is. The MPO is the Metropolitan Planning Organization that is required for any area with a population of more than 50,000 people, and we are required to develop the MTP and the TIP. The TIP is the MPO short-range programming document, and it includes the highest priority projects that are moving from the long-range transportation plan to the short-range programming document. We actually adopted the fiscal year 2021 to 2024 TIP in December of last year. But in January, we received some new information. So we need to accommodate those new information. The governor hasn't signed off on the STIP yet. So even if we adopted that new TIP, it doesn't become official until the government signs off on the STIP. So our current TIP, which is the fiscal year 2018 to 2021 TIP, is still the guiding programming document for fiscal year 2021. So whatever information that we have in the new TIP for 2021 need to be reflected in this old TIP. So that's why we are doing this TIP amendment. But in January, we received some new information, some newly available funds lapsing. So I will just show you this. And this is the new lapsing funds. About $881,000, about $882,000 lapsing funds from the TAP. That's the Transportation Alternative Program. And those funds have to be allocated because they're lapsing on September 30th of this year. So at the TCC meeting, we talked with the GDOT and we talked with CAT on something. And then we decided how to allocate these funds, how to allocate these funds. So what we decided is we reach out to GDOT to confirm that some of that funds can be used for the De Lesseps Avenue project. Actually, the De Lesseps Avenue project, the construction funds for this project have already been authorized. So city was out for bidding for this project, but the bid, there was only one bid came in, and the bid was like $2 million more than the estimated cost estimate. So we decided that this project can use some of these lapsing funds to prevent it from lapsing. So we want to keep the funds. And another project, another candidate is the Chavers Road Improvement Project. Chatham County is starting the preliminary engineering phase for this project. And when we did the COFO project, Chatham County didn't apply for the 301 funds for the PE phase, but they did apply for the funds for the construction phase. But since this new money is available, so we are able to allocate some of the new money to Chatham County so that we can use some of these funds. So we use this much. So we will use this for Chatham County portion, and then we will use the rest of that for the De Lesseps Avenue project. So this is how we resolve this lapsing fund issue. The second change that we have is from GDOT Intermodal and the Chatham Area Transit. So when there is some like Federal Highway Administration ferry boat programming funds, the discretionary funds. some of these funds are lapsing as well, and they are from the previous years, like 2018, 2017, so some old money that are lapsing as well. So some of these funds, they have will lapse at the end of September of this year. Some of the funds will be lapsing at the end of September of next year. So what we currently have in the TIP, in the new TIP, is we allocate all those funds in different lapsing years into 2021, 2022, 2023, and 2024, depending on how CAD worked on it. But GDOT in Modo's point is that to save time, we want to transfer, because these are federal highway funds, we need to transfer the funds, flex the funds to FTA. So instead of flex the funds year by year, they want to flex the funds altogether, since these are old money. So what CAD has decided is to roll all those money previously in 2021, 2022, 2023, the old money, roll them all into 2021. So it's the total is about, the federal portion is about $562,000. So we'll be just make that change in this new TIP. So we'll be just move all that funds into fiscal year 2021. So that GDOT Intermodal can flex the federal highway funds to federal transit. And then CAD will apply for those funds through the transit system, so from FTA system. So the request letter is ready. We're just waiting for this TIP amendment to be done. So these are basically two changes. One change is regarding the lapsing TAP funds. The second is regarding the lapsing FHWA ferry boat program funds. So other than that, the information, the old information, it's just reflecting what's included in the new fiscal 2021 to 2024 TIP. And that's my presentation, and then we can close the public hearing. And I can answer any questions.
All right, are there any questions? Hearing none, are we ready now to open the public hearing on TIP?
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to open the public hearing for TIP.
Second, Nick Palumbo.
All right, it's been properly motioned and second that the public hearing be open. Are you ready for the question? Let us have the roll call of votes.
Dr. Chavez, aye.
Nick Palumbo, aye.
Tom Caiafa, aye.
Teresa Brenner, aye.
Lee Smith, aye.
Joe Welch, aye.
Mark Denmark, aye.
Tom Hutcherson, aye.
Eric Larson,
aye. Ron Feldner, aye.
Any opposed? All right, hearing none. Are there any board members desiring to speak? Hearing none, are there any members of the public wishing to speak? Please use the raise your hand feature on your computer and staff will notify me to allow you to speak. And I ask staff now, because I don't have a vision of any of that. So staff, if there's any anyone from the public who has raised their hand and wish to speak?
Mr. Chairman, this is Mark Wilkes. We don't see anyone desiring to speak at this point.
All right, hearing none, are we ready to, may I have a motion to close the public hearing?
I'd like to make a motion to close the public hearing, Dr. Chavez.
Second, Pamela Bernard.
All right, it's been properly motioned and second that we close the public hearing. We're ready for the vote. Please have the roll call vote on TIP. Announce who you are, please.
I'm Pat, yes.
Nick Palumbo, aye.
Lee Smith, aye.
Joe Welch, aye.
Chris Brenner, aye.
Tom Hutcherson, aye.
Ron Feldner, aye.
Mayor Benton, aye.
Pamela Bernard, aye.
Valerie Ragland, aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none. And are we ready to close? Are we ready for the next item on the agenda?
Mr. Chairman?
We have to vote on.
I'm sorry.
But we have to vote on the TIF amendment. All right, may I have a motion that we can vote on the TIF amendment?
I'd like to make a motion to approve the TIF amendment. This is Dr. Chavez.
Second, Lee Smith.
Properly motion and second that we vote on the TIF amendment as read today. Are you ready for the question? All those in favor, please signify by going through the proper roll call. Vote on the TIF amendment.
Lee Smith, yes.
Yes.
Joe Welch, yes.
Teresa Brenner, yes.
Mark Denmark, yes. Yes.
Tom O'Bernard, yes.
Ron Feldman, yes.
Eric Larson, yes.
Mayor Benton, yes.
Are there any others? Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes.
Thank you.
All right.
Mr. Chairman,
I'm ready now to.
Excuse me.
Yes.
This is Mark Wilkes. Our parliamentarian has advised me that there was not a vote on the Title VI plan. I just wanted to clarify with the board whether that has been passed and adopted.
I thought we voted on that.
I thought so too, but
we don't have it in the records. I thought we did vote.
I thought we did too, but
I don't have it documented. I have the documentation of opening to a public hearing and closing as a public hearing, but then not going back and doing a final adoption.
Okay, so we need to go back and do a final adoption?
Yes, sir, please.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion to do a final adoption on the said item on the floor at this time.
Second, this is Tom Hutcherson.
I've been proper motion and second that we adopt the plan for Title VI. Are you ready for the question? All those in favor, please signify by doing a roll call vote.
Dr. Chavez, aye.
I'm Kaiapa, aye.
Lee Smith, yes.
Mark Denmark, aye.
Yes.
Eric Larson, yes.
Tom O'Bernard, yes. Yes.
Ron Feldner, yes.
Any others? Any opposed? The motion passes. All right, now, is there anything else before we move on? Is there anything else that we have missed with the reports that we have and the adoptions and the revisions that we have gone through? Does anyone have anything? I want to make sure we get it together and have it right. Okay. So now are we ready to move on the agenda? Are we at number four or other business? Okay. The docket calls for the bylaws proposal amendment. Is that you, Ms. Wilson?
I basically went over a high level what the proposed changes are. We will be emailing them to each one of the members for review and for any additional comment and vote at the next meeting in April.
Okay, so we'll vote in April.
You will vote in April, but again, the changes, they're minor changes, but it's to clean up and make the bylaws more current and to provide some additional guidance when we have consultants and teams representing multiple jurisdictions.
All right, now, is there any board members who have any questions about what you have received and what we are doing? Hearing none, are we ready to move on now to status reports? Ms. Day?
Yes, good morning. My name is Anne-Marie Day with the Federal Highway Administration. And I just want to first say thank you for having me today. Report out on the federal certification review that concluded January 20th. And I'll just kind of give a brief overview in terms of why we're here. It is federally required that every 4 years, MPOs with population of 200 or more be jointly certified by the Federal Highway Administration and the Federal Transit Administration. The core MPO certification consisted of a desk review, site visit, which included staff interview, a listening session with board members, and a public meeting. The core MPO site visit occurred on January 19th and the 20th, and resulted in findings with commendations and recommendations. And I just wanted to kind of go over those briefly with this body to let you know what came out of that certification review, where we are, and moving forward. And Sally, if you could advance that slide for me, please. Okay, so this is a summary for findings. As I just went over kind of a high level what the certification review is, it was a lengthy process. It occurred, it took place over about a 6 months period. And we're here today just to close that out by presenting out to the board what the federal review team, which consisted of Federal Highway and Federal Transit, what are some of those findings, what are some of the that came out of those. So out of that finding, we had 14 commendations, 22 recommendations, and no corrective actions. And so without a corrective, by not having a corrective actions, we're able to certify this MPO until March 2025 again. So just kind of go through, which I will not read all of them, but just kind of show you some of the commendations where we had commendations on the MPO, on the MPO's work, Unified Planning Work Program. And, just kind of, how it correlates with the planning factors, the required planning factors. We also have commendation on the Metropolitan Transportation Plan, where we want to recognize the MPO staff for completing this product in-house. And what was really commendable is that this is the first performance-based plan, and the MPO staff was able to complete that product in-house on time by utilizing a MTP working group that provided tremendous input and that plan along the way that result in shorter review time, especially when that product came to Federal Highway and GDOT. It resulted in shorter review time because we were involved in that process along the way. Wanted also to commend the MPO staff for utilizing great visualization technique, where it was able to allude the readers and show the readers summarizing that information and how that information was presented, the summary of that information. So we wanted to commend the MPO for incorporating that into that plan. The TIP document, there's also a commendation on the TIP for providing an overview on that document, and also in the resolution for the chair to sign off on any amendment. They provided a summary on the TIP, for instance, if there's, what project or request an amendment, and providing a summary of that. And we felt that that was really commendable because the resolution is what the chair of this body signs, and having that information, not just having a resolution with legal jargons, but also telling what the action is required from the board chair. Public involvement, we also commend the MPO for soliciting public input on the Unified Planning Work Program. It's not a federal requirement, but the MPO staff does allow for the public to comment on the Unified Planning Work Program, and this is going above and beyond what is required, and those are some of the things that we do look forward to. And I'll just, so those are some of the high level commendations, which at the publication of this report, you'll be able to look at it in a little bit more in depth. And with commendation, there's also the flip side, which is recommendation. And these recommendations where these are not where the MPO is not meeting the federal requirement, the MPO is meeting the federal requirement, but it's just these recommendations are what the MPO can do going forward to improve that that their transportation planning process. We have some recommendations in terms of staff, and I want to go ahead at first saying, since the last certification review that occurred in 2017, the last certification, the staff, this MPO staff has come a long way, and both Federal Highway, Federal Transit, and GDOT is happy working with this staff. They're very responsive to whatever those whatever our requests are, whatever recommendations are, they're very responsive to those. However, there's always, again, room for improvement, and we want to see that those continue, that those continual improvement. So some of the recommendations in terms of staff is just working a little bit more with the dynamics with staff and ensuring a seamless process. For instance, if there's a turnover in staff, that there's a process in place to make sure that projects are products are delivered on time. There's no delay in that process. And if you could go ahead and scroll up for me, Sally. And the MPO website. The MPO website is a very important part in the public involvement process, and we want to make sure that that site is updated as products are adopted, amended. Those products are posted on the MPO website to reflect both the most current and the most relevant information. In the event that both Federal Highway, FTA, or the Georgia Department of Transportation is trying to access any pertinent information as part of their approval process, that we're able to locate and identify those current products. The Unified Planning Work Program, and I'll get into this a little bit because this is very important. The Unified Planning Work Program is your one-year annual document that really outline your upcoming work for the next fiscal year. And something that that we've talked with the MPO staff in having a method for projecting. So I'll go ahead and read. The review team recommends that that beginning in the upcoming fiscal year, which we're going into FY 2022, the MPO should consider using a five-year forecast to map UPWP activities and establish a planned monetary spread for reasonable available financial resources to address the known cycle of required planning products. And the reason for that is we don't want from year to year, we're only identifying work within that year. We want to make sure that we are projecting to make sure that we have the resources, both monetary and staff, to do the upcoming work. So for instance, upcoming work include an update to the Metropolitan Transportation Plan, an update to the congestion management process, an update to a freight plan. So we want to make sure that the MPO is projecting these the workload and products that need to be delivered as part of the federal requirement. So this this recommendation here is important that we're seeing it now, that we're able to make those adjustments before we finalize the FY 2022 Unified Planning Work Program. The next recommendation is on the MTP, Performance-Based Planning and Programming. A big part of the process is pulling from past plan in terms of looking at your goals and objectives, performance measures, and we're recommended that to have some kind of measure of effectiveness, because if we're moving goals, objectives, and measures from one plan to the next, how do we know these are effective measures that we're moving? So to come up with a system of measuring effectiveness, not necessarily at the project level, but at the plan level, if we're moving these goals and objectives and have a justification, a more logical justification in terms of why we're moving them forward or why we're eliminating them. Okay, next. This is a recommendation on the TIP. Currently there is a e-TIP on the MPO's website, and there's some discussion regarding the functionality and ensuring that the functionality conform with the document, full length document version. When there is an update, when there's an amendment or any modification, that making sure that that ETIP is conforming and conforming to the full length document version, instead of complete the report replacing that document version, that we still have that document version and the ETIP is more informational purpose only. Next one is the public involvement. So this kind of go back into where the MPO website is utilized as a measure of public involvement. And we want to, we're asking the MPO when once they're updating those, updating their performance measure in the participation plan is to incorporate the website as well, and looking at users and how users are utilizing the MPO website and track those usages and opportunity for the public to comment on that website as well, to include the website as a as another tool to measure the effectiveness of the public of their public involvement process. You know, establishing its own social media website, that's something that we can, you know, that's going to require ongoing conversation if it's a good practice to have its own social media website during our review. We were part of the finding is that the MPO is currently utilizing advocacy group to advertise the MPO meetings on their social media website. But if there's a way that the MPO can establish their own social media website to do those same activities. We'll go down to the civil rights. Civil rights, Title VI, EJ is very, very important to this process as well. And we want to ensure that Title VI activities, civil rights activities, fall in line with the fall under the house of the MPO and or the MPC, instead of most of those to make sure that those activities are not falling on the ACAT, but to make sure that MPO staff, whoever is a designated Title VI civil rights staff, is that person is the lead and not ACAT. I have some transit recommendations as well that I will not go into detail again. Once we publish this, the report, you guys will be able to read and digest all those recommendations. And we'll go freight planning, the congestion management process. We recommend that we want to see an update to the freight plan. There's no federal requirement in terms of cycle to that update. There's no federal requirement that the MPO has to have a freight plan. However, the Savannah area is a port city and would like to see an updated freight plan to reflect the other updated products such as the MTP and to reflect current trend in terms of freight movement that's going on in that region. So we're asking for an update to that freight plan just to reflect a more current trend and activities. That last freight plan was updated in 2017 and we're now in 2021 and approaching a new fiscal year. So we recommend again for the MPO to update their freight plan to make that plan more current, more in line with the MTP and more in line with current freight trend in that region. Also, we recommend an update to the congestion management process. That document was updated again in 2017 and we want to see a more updated version because there's language in that CMP highlighting the past MTP and we're currently in the 2045 MTP and we want to see an update to that CMP to reflect current planning process. There's not a federal requirement in terms of when we should have those document updated, and this is at the discretion of the MPO whether they want to do in tandem with a MTP update or immediately after an MTP update. This is opportunity to have further conversation in terms of what that update process and what that update cycle is. So we're asking for not only to do an update to the CMP, but also to establish a cycle for that update. So we're not coming back a few years later asking for the same thing, but for the MPO to establish an updated cycle for update. We can move on from that. Okay, keep going. Okay. And this is motorized transportation. It's just information sharing that we have bike and ped folks that you know, if information are trickled down to the MPO, to the MPO staff, as it relates to bike and pedestrian, that information is being shared with the bike and pedestrian, pedestrian group. So they have that information, whether it's to participate in webinars, training, that that information is shared with them as well. Okay, and that concludes just the a summary of our findings and with commendations and recommendations. The next step in our process, in the certification process, is to issue that, to transmit that final report. And the MPO will be certified again. That means there's your transportation planning process is working. And again, there's always room for improvements. We've also identified some best practice that we definitely want to recognize MPO and MPO staff for doing these activities. And these activities signify that they're going above and beyond what is federally required. So the this MPO will be certified no later than March 31st, 2021, and this certification will remain in place until March 2025. And that concludes my summary presentation on our certification review. I know it's a lot of information and I was talking very fast, but I am more than happy to answer any questions if there's anything on that what I presented based on this slide, or just things that I've highlighted. If you have any questions for me, I am more than happy to answer those questions. But before I go into that, I also wanted to thank the board members that participated in the listening session, and some of your comments and your feedbacks were incorporated into the report, either as commendation and or as recommendation. So I want to thank MPO board members that participated in that process and showed their interest in making this MPO a stronger organization. Again, thank you. If you have any questions, please feel free to ask me any questions. If there's nothing that you can think of right now and you want to send me an email later, I'm also open to that, but I'll open the floor for any questions on that. And there's no action that needs to be taken on this. This is just information purpose only.
All right, thank you, Ms. Day. Let me ask board members, if you desire to ask Ms. Day a question so that we can be organized in doing so, would you signal the staff who can see you by raising your hand on your feature so that we can do it orderly. Ms. Day has given you the opportunity to ask her any questions about anything concerning that. Are there any questions? Please identify yourself before you speak. Am I hearing none, or is just taking the time for you to unmute? All right, hearing none, Mrs. Day, let me thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Oh, okay.
This is Dr. Shabazz, and okay. I don't know how to put the hand, pull your hand up, so I'm just talking right now. I just want to, with the tremendous amount of work that has been done, I've got to first say, Mrs. Melanie Wilson, with your leadership, I know that you were, you know, played a very, very important role with this, along with your staff, with the board members who sit in on the listening sessions to bring comments from our area for the compiling of all this information. For going above and beyond, this was not easy. The details are tremendous. Ms. Day, thank you so much for coming and bringing this board the summary and details of work that has been done for this certification. And I just want to commend tremendously, because I know the amount of work and the amount of hours that has gone into this for the certification to move forward. Good job, everybody, and thank you all so, so much.
All right, are there any other questions? And in fact, what I'll do is this. Are there any from the advisory committee who have any questions or any comments for Ms. Day? City of Richmond Hill, Effingham County Commission? Anyone else from the city of Savannah? All right, go ahead.
I'm sorry, Effingham County has no questions.
All right, thank you. Anyone else from the city of Savannah? Anyone from the MPC? City of Garden City?
Nothing here, sir.
Okay. Savannah Airport Commission? Chatham Area Transit Board? City of Tybee? Town of Thunderbolt? Town of Vernonburg? Town of Pooler?
Nothing here, Mr. Chairman.
Nothing.
Right. Okay, Georgia Department of Transportation? City of Port Wentworth? City of Bloomingdale? Anyone from Chatham County?
Nothing from County Administration.
All right, sir. Ms. Day, let me... Yes, there's someone speaking?
No, sorry, never mind.
All right. Let me, Ms. Day, let me thank you. I wish I could see you, but I don't see you on the Zoom or whatever we're doing. But let me thank you for working with the MPO here and to getting things in order. We look forward to continue our relationship and our working with you. And in the same means that you have extended us an invitation, that if we have any questions or comments, we can get in touch with you. If you have any best practices that you think that we can benefit from, we ask you to let us know those so that we can improve. Every day we're looking to do be better than the day before. Again, let me thank you and say how much we appreciate your presentation.
Thank you all for having me. I do enjoy working with this this body, and I look forward to continue the work and continue to see the great things that that will be coming out of this MPO going forward. Thank you all.
Again, thank you, ma'am. Let us continue to move forward in our agenda. Information reports, verbal, or Effingham County.
This is Eric Larson, Assistant County Manager. We don't really have anything to report. GDOT may report on Effingham Parkway. It's moving forward for bidding, and we're in the midst of a master plan for transportation. We've invited several stakeholders that we thought would impact the area, and more are welcome to join. They just need to contact me that are interested in being a stakeholder if they haven't already heard from us. We're hoping to have our transportation master plan wrapped up by July. It is really just a look ahead of where we have capacity issues based on our growth. Our T-SPLOST passed last year, and we're in the process of advertising for design consultants for several of the projects that are on that list. That's all we have.
Thank you. Richmond Hill. Anything from Richmond Hill? Pooler.
Mr. Chairman, this is Tom Hutcherson. Some of you probably are aware of this, but we've got a Costco coming in that's just been approved. And the nearest Costco is like in Jacksonville, Florida. It's going to have a significant effect on Pooler Parkway and Quaco Road. So we'll be looking at that very closely, and would certainly look for some assistance from the MPO.
All right, thank you, sir. Garden City?
No updates here, sir.
Thank you, Port Wentworth. Tybee Island? Bloomingdale. Thunderbolt. Mm-hmm. Vernonburg. Georgia Ports Authority. Savannah Airport Commission.
This is Mark Denmark, Mr. Chairman. Nothing at this time. We'll have updates at the next meeting.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Hinesville area. Okay, let us now go to GDOT projects. Status report.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. This is Troy Pittman. I'm with the Georgia Department of Transportation. I'll start off with going over the pre-construction status report. Project, let's see. Project one, which is the Geechee Road widening project. We are at 60% environmental activities, 70% final plans. Our right-of-way acquisition is roughly 85%. We got a slight hiccup in our designs. We're having to do some redesigns to get off some FEMA lots, but that is underway. Project two, the F&M Parkway, our final plans are approximately 95% complete. We just certified right-of-way last week, and we are on schedule to let this project June of this year. Project three and four, Bull River replacement on State Route 26 and Lazaretta Creek Bridge replacement on State Route 26. Both of these projects are sitting at 50% environmental activities and 45% preliminary plans. These two projects are breakout projects from the 001050 project. Office of Program Delivery is currently working on getting schedules established for these two projects. Project five is the Brampton Road Connector project. The environmental activities are roughly 80% complete. Final plans are 80% complete. We have a final field plan review scheduled for next week, and we are shooting for a May let date. Projects six and seven, I-16 at I-95 interchange reconstruction and I-16 widening from I-95 to I-516. Both these projects are design build projects. Both environmental activities and final plans are sitting at 90%, and of course, we've started construction activities. Project 8, I-16 at State Route 307 Operational Improvement Project. Environmental activities are at 15%. Final plans are at 25%. Projects 9 and 10, the Savannah River Bridge Replacement on State Route 25 and Middle River Bridge Replacement on State Route 25. Both of these projects are also design-build projects. Environmental activities are at 80%. And preliminary plans are 100%, and we are starting our final plans. And jumping down to Project 14, I-16 at Chatham Parkway Operational Improvement Project. Environmental activities are 18%, our preliminary plans are at 20%. And Projects 15 and 16, State Route 21 at State Route 30, and State Route 21 at State Route 30 from I-95 to State Route 30. Both of these projects are operational improvement projects. Final plans are complete, and we hope to have both these projects let in April of this year. Moving on to the active construction projects. The first project, Jimmy Loach Parkway at US 80 Interchange and Jimmy Loach Parkway Extension. This project is approximately 70% complete, and we anticipate completion fall of 2021. Project two, the Islands Expressway bridge replacement. We're sitting at 50% complete, and this one is also expected to be completed in fall of 2021. Project three, a State Route 144 widening project in Richmond Hill. We're approximately 75% complete. We're slightly behind, but we hope to have our final shift in and wrapping up the project close to the beginning or end of summer of this year. Project 4, State Route 144 and I-95, the roundabout project at the off ramps. We're sitting at 35% complete, and we anticipate a spring of 2021 completion.
That's by Richmond Hill.
Yes. Project 5, 10 miles of milling and plant mix resurfacing on State Route 25 from Bryan County / Chatham County line to I-516. This project is approximately 70% complete, and we anticipate a spring of 2021 completion. And jumping down to Project 7, it's 5.9 miles of milling, inlay, and plant mix resurfacing on I-516, beginning at Mildred Street and extending west of the railroad tracks. We have not started construction on this project yet. However, we do anticipate a fall 2021 completion. Mr. Chairman, pending any questions, that completes my report.
Are there any questions from any board members? Hearing none, are we ready to move on? Chatham County, MPO project?
Yes, sir. Chatham County has added some new projects to our list. This year, we hope to start the I-16 and Jimmy DeLoach Parkway interchange project, as well as the Chavis Road improvements and Girard Avenue improvements, which are scheduled for PE to begin this year. Right now, we still have Quaco Road widening, Little Neck Road reconstruction, Skidaway Road, and Islands Expressway at Oatland Island operational improvements, as well as Walter Road slope stabilization and the traffic signal on Johnny Mercer at Lyman Hall are all in design right now. Our projects under construction, both the Truman Linear Trail Phase 2A and Benton Boulevard extension are now complete and open to traffic or open to the public. And the Quaco at US 17 intersection project is construction is underway. And that's all I have, unless there's any questions. Thank you.
All right. Did we cover the TCC report for Chatham County? Or is that separate?
Yes, sir. We did that earlier.
Okay. All right. Any questions from any board member? City of Savannah project status report.
I don't see where our assistant city manager is on, Mr. Heath Lloyd.
Okay. So the statement that popped up on the screen is what suffice for you?
Oh, there it is. Okay. There it is.
Okay. All right, can we go on to the CAP project status report?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. This is Brad Dice from CAT. Our projects in the works right now, we have six electric buses purchased and charging stations, and the buses have been ordered, and we're excited to see the first electric bus rolling in March, and they'll be rolling in maybe once every other month until November, and then we'll have our first six on site. Our electric charging station is also underway, so we're moving forward on those. We have 34 paratransit vehicles that we're using M230 funds. They are under state contract and are estimated to be on the ground in May of this year. We also have support vehicles that are 5307 and 5339 funds, expected to be on the ground in April of this year. Our ITS system is in the engineering phase. That's a little bit of a longer process to get it moving. And we expect it to be operational by November of this year. And we have some facilities rehab and interior remodeling at both our CAT Central and our ITC. Those will start happening this spring as well. As far as our ferry boat rehab for the Susie King Taylor, we have reissued an IFB and hope to get more responses soon for that rehab process. Our ferry boat maintenance facility on Hutchinson Island and the ferry dock on the west end, and the architecture and engineering is in process and we're moving forward on those. And our bus stations, stops, and terminals projects that are funded through our 5307 funds are in process. Now we're hoping to have a lot of that done in FY21, but certainly all completed by December of 21. So that's it for us.
All right. Any questions from any board members? All right, let us move on to the last staff's project staff report.
Mr. Chairman, Mark Wilkes, the LAT staff was unable to attend today, but Stephanie Rossi, their planning director, has sent a status report that I can provide to you very briefly. Some of you who have been with us a year or more may remember Stephanie Rossi was formerly core MPO staff, and she worked very diligently on some of the documents that Anne-Marie mentioned earlier. I guess just reflecting back on the certification review, I didn't say anything earlier, but I did want to thank Anne-Marie for all of the hard work she's done with us. This is the fifth certification review that I've worked on for Core MPO, and first one being back in 2004, and just very pleased that we could bring in a good result with that. And onto the LATS, or the Low Country Area Transportation Study progress report, the long-awaited US 17 widening project, you should be seeing construction activity very soon. This is the widening of US 17 for approximately 4 miles, 2 to 4 lanes, divided with a grass median that will run from South Carolina Route 315 to the Georgia state line. It includes intersection improvements at South Carolina 315 and US 17, including a traffic signal and the addition of a second bridge over the Back River, which is actually a separate project. RB Baker was awarded the contract in September. Bid amount was almost $42 million, and they, again, this month are slated to begin actual construction. So after hearing about the 17 widening, which has been LATS's big project for a number of years, we're pleased to see that finally coming to fruition. Now, there will be periods of time on the project where there will be 6 to 9 month segments of time where it may appear that there's not a lot of work going on, because they have to, basically they're working in the marsh. There's a lot of fill involved, and they have to allow time for settlement once they put in that fill. So it's projected to be completed around 2025 due to the construction technique they're having to use. And that's the end of my report.
Thank you so very much. Any questions from board members? All right, we've completed. Now we're on the other public comments. Do we have any? Staff has to let me know if there's anyone who has signed up or who is signaling and they want to make comments. If not, we are going to announcements. The next core MPO meeting will be Wednesday, April 28th, 2021 at 8 a.m. and it'll be a virtual meeting. Other non-agenda information for reference?
If I may, Mr. Chairman, Jackie Jackson is also on this call. And I would at least like for her to give everyone an update regarding the upcoming comprehensive planning meetings. We do have a transportation component within that document, and appreciate thus far everyone's participation in working with us as we move forward with putting that together. So Jackie, I see that you're on. If you want to give just a quick update, if not, then we will make sure that we have the location and the actual dates also sent directly to each one of you so that you can participate if you would like. Thank you.
I'm Jackie. Here. Are you able to hear me?
Yes. Go ahead.
Yes. Okay. Great. Thank you. As Ms. Wilson mentioned, I'm Jackie Jackson, also with the Metropolitan Planning Commission, the Director of Advanced Planning and Special Projects. And also, as mentioned, we are currently in the process of updating our comprehensive plan for unincorporated Chatham County, City of Savannah, Garden City, and Pooler. And of course, as you can imagine, transportation is a pretty important facet of this plan. It is Plan 2040, so we are looking out to the next 20 years. And with transportation in mind, we have been involving all the different groups and keeping you informed of that process and update to include all of the upcoming larger projects that are on the horizon for these jurisdictions and any major planning efforts. We've had a number of community meetings. We had two sets of virtual meetings this past week, which went really well, to include the general public. But this process has been going on since actually last beginning of the fall, around September of last year. And hopefully you've heard of Plan 2040 and our outreach efforts. And as mentioned, we'll continue to come forward to the MPO and invite comments and feedback on the draft elements as they become in that final stage to ask for input from you all. And also, as kind of alluded to, you will see more of this product. It will come before each individual city council for final approval, as well as Chatham County Commission for final approval and comment. And then it is required to go up to the state level to the Department of Community Affairs for, again, final approval from the state, and then come back to the local level. So it is a long process. The final product is due to be adopted by the deadline of October 31st of this year. So it is a year plus process. But again, you will see more from me, and I believe there's some information included as well. And we'll continue to put out new virtual dates and have community input elements that you're absolutely, we invite you to participate and attend.
May I ask the question as to, do you have a timeline for when you will meet with those groups that you are? Are you project a timeline when you will meet with those different groups, including the County Commission?
We do. You will actually see, I would think within the next 2 months or so, you will start to see us face to face, somewhat, quote unquote, face to face. Coming forward with more information and getting you informed a little bit more of the draft elements. And we'll go through the goals and strategies with you as well. Most of which, you know, at least for the transportation element, will be what's reflected with regards to the MPO goals and next 20-year out strategies, if you will. So, but I would think within the next month and a half to 2 months, you'll see more of us for sure.
All right, thank you. Is there any other questions from any other board member? Are we ready then to move on? Are we at the survey?
Yes, that's going to be me presenting that. Can I share my screen one more time?
Sure.
Okay. Can everyone see my screen? With the link?
Yes.
Okay, so I just wanted to advertise one more time that the core MPO demographic survey is still open. The deadline is tomorrow, and it should only take between 30 seconds to a minute to take, and this is open to everyone in the core MPO, including all of the committees, and also anyone who is on this meeting right now. So the link is also is on the agenda, and it's also in the chat box, and this is an active link as well. So if you open the agenda and go to this, you can actually click it and go straight to the survey, and it would just be really helpful if everyone could take the survey so we can get a better understanding of the demographics of the core MPO. And it's also helpful with the Title VI plan process as well.
And that's it?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Is there any other thing that needs to come before the body? Hearing nothing.
Mr. Chairman, this is Dr. Yes. Chavannes. With that website that was just given to us, is there any letter that comes behind the capital CO? Because my little box is kind of cutting things off up there. It's a
any letters that come
back? That's what I need, right? I need that right there. No, bring it down one more time. There you go. Let it stay right there for just a second for me.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
No problem.
If nothing else for the good of the order, we declare that this meeting is adjourned. Do we need a motion? Again, let me thank all of you for, is there someone speaking?
I will just get ready to make a motion to close the meeting.
Oh, go ahead.
I'd like to make a motion to close our MPO meeting.
Just a second.
Second, Nick Palumbo.
All right, probably motion a second that we adjourn. Are you ready for the question? All those in favor signify by voting. Please identify yourself, roll call.
Dr. Chavannes, aye.
Nick Palumbo, aye.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you all for, and listen, let me thank you all for everybody for being patient with me, all right, for me trying to catch up, all right? I got some hiccups in here, but don't worry, by the time we meet again, I will unhiccup the hiccup, all right? Have a blessed day and good afternoon.